people in my school, like I know myself, can't even access the classes most days because of Wi-Fi. Yeah. I'm Kira Clark and I go to Carrigallen Vocational.
Kira, you're doing the leaving cert. When the internet drops during class, how do you get on with it? How do you deal with it?
I use my hotspot, my phone, so most of my teachers have the stuff uploaded online, but as for Teams and the classes, I can't access them when the internet drops.
Do you think leaving cert students, so many of them across rural Ireland, are at a disadvantage compared to perhaps urban leaving cert students because of patchy internet?
Yeah, 100%. Because online, if you can't go into school for the classes and you can't access the internet, like, what are you learning?
And do you think it could actually hurt your results if the leaving cert goes ahead this year?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think there's going to be many good grades this year for leaving cert at all. People in my school that I know can't even access the classes most days, so maybe they're accessing two or three classes a week, whereas I have 9 classes a day and they maybe can't even get onto one because of their internets.
Would you like to see schools reopen? Would you like to see the leaving cert going ahead? What would you like?
I'm not really bothered what gets given. I would just like to know what is being given so the students have time to prepare for what they're going to be given. Yeah, it's very frustrating, for sure.
My name is Eamon Wallace of Ireland Offline. We've been campaigning on the issue of broadband for over 20 years now. We believe broadband should be treated as a utility, just like water or electricity. And as this pandemic has shown, access to broadband is even more urgent than ever. We are now becoming an almost fully fibred country. We have the government promoted national broadband plan, the Open Air 300K project, and CSIRO, which has brought fibre to many areas which previously have not been served. However, the issue now is mostly in suburban areas, but also some rural areas close to urban areas, which have now been stranded with substandard broadband because they are stuck in between providers. This is slowly being addressed, but in the meantime, children need access to schools and teachers, and they have been abandoned.
It would drop off or just stop working completely.
Do the teachers believe you when you tell them that, you know, it's dropping off?
Some teachers do, some teachers don't. It's like a toss of a coin.
Des Cullen, principal of Moyne Community School in County Longford. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're practically on the border of three provinces here. We're in North County Longford, a couple of miles up the road. We're into Cavan, and a few miles in a different direction, we're in Leitrim.
Would you forgive students if they do fall out of a class because their internet is poor? Would you understand? And how do you get around that? Would you ask them to fax in work or post in work?
Not everything has to be on the interactive live class part. Teachers, instead of photocopying notes nowadays, you know, they post them up on the Microsoft 365 site so people can use that. Kids can upload their homework on that. They can post it in if they want to. I know some of our teachers are still posting, you know, to work to some of their kids so that the kids would write out their homework, send it in, the teacher would correct it and post it back. So, you know, there's a lot of ingenuity going on in schools that people probably don't even see. There probably are ways, and, you know, I'm sure there are areas. Like, I mean, I know I live in Cavan Town, and Cavan Town had, you know, broadband. Now, I'm not going to say you sit in the middle of the street in the, you know, in this kind of cold weather and access it, but, you know, there are places that people can, you know, do it. But look, we know it's not easy for everyone, particularly where they're living and what kind of access they have to broadband. And so, look, we try and find ways to deal with that.
My name is Christian Dunn. I'm 17 years old and I'm from Cavan and I'm doing the leaving cert this year.
Christian, we're here in your garden. We're in a rural part of Cavan, just outside Cavan Town.
The name of the place is Stregallif.
On the hill, I can see lots of aerials and stuff like that, but broadband, not so good here.
No, it's not great. It's very patchy. If you're on a call or on an online class, it disconnects a lot and you can't hear full sentences the teachers are saying, so obviously it'll be very hard to learn that way.
So when Microsoft Teams drops when you're in the middle of a class and this is your leaving cert year, how do you cope with it?
It's very difficult because you can't hear anything really the teacher's saying in class. I'll have to get notes off teachers after class and try catch up in my own time, so it lengthens out my school day. On top of homework and study, then it's very difficult to keep up.
And the teachers know that you're not DOSing, you're not using it as an excuse, your internet is poor.
Yeah, so if they ask me any questions or anything, I have to ask them to repeat the question, you know, type it out in chat, because obviously I can't hear them, so I have to type my answers out instead of talking. There's a few other people with the same problem in my classes.
Your teachers in St. Patrick's College in Cavan, they understand?
They understand, yeah, what's going on. With the Leaving Cert itself, I think that students should have the option between predicted grades and to sit the exam. I think that would probably be the best for everyone. I would like the option that people would have predicted grades or the exam. Personally, I'd like predicted grades, but I know a lot of people do want the exam to go ahead, so that would be the fairest way.
And how is your family, how are your friends, how are they doing when it comes to getting through the pandemic?
I think they're doing all right. I'd say a few friends are probably struggling with mental health problems and trying to keep up with workload in school.
Any message you want to say to the broadband providers?
Have better customer service. Yeah, just need increased broadband speed so we can get back to work.
Mark, being the dad, you're obviously trying to be supportive, you're trying to help him, you're trying to homeschool him, but you're also working from home too. So your broadband for work is poor.
It is. It's very, as Christian said, it's very patchy. And it's very frustrating. You're in the middle of a meeting and then it just drops. You could be gone for 20, 30 seconds and...
Then you miss the joke in the meeting or perhaps the important bit.
Yeah, more likely the joke rather than the important bit. And like if you miss this part of the class, even for 5 minutes, it's going to have an impact in the long run because you have to try and catch up then.
Do you think having good broadband, and we know the government are rolling out broadband across the country, they hope to have hundreds of thousands of people with broadband in the next 7 years. Do you feel that you've been left behind, that perhaps having a decent connection is like having a utility now? It's like having water or gas or electricity.
Well, it is. It's a vital, it's an essential luxury that we need, you know, like we have to have it. We can't function without good
broadband. So it's no longer a luxury, is it? The pandemic.
No, it's not. We need it to keep going.
So you're a Dub originally, you've been up in Cavan 14 years, you've been in this house 2 years. Is Cavan just patchy? Is it because it's just not financially viable for the broadband providers to come to you because you're in a very secluded area?
Well, first of all, I'm not a Dub, I'm actually from Bray.
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah. You're from Bray on the Dublin border?
Yeah, a lot of it is Dublin centralised, you know, like the whole economy is veering towards Dublin, and I think the government sort of veered that way as well.
Do you think rural Ireland does get ignored? It's all about Dublin?
It does. Like, it's the provincial towns are left behind by the government.
Hi, I'm Joanne. I'm Christian's mum. Because we have very hit and miss internet here, there's 4 of us using it at the moment, 2 for school and 2 for work. So it does cause problems, especially with Zoom meetings and that, where you drop out and then you're missing important information. My youngest daughter's 13, she's using it for 6th class. And then, obviously, Christian's using it for 6 years, so it makes it quite difficult.
I'm having a chat with Jane with a Y done. You're in a 6th class. How are you finding school at the moment, doing it via the computer?
Like, it's hard because I don't have any interaction with my teacher. It keeps, stopping when we're on a call. I miss seeing my friends.
So how do you do school in 6th class if the internet is poor?
Our teacher just assigns us our stuff, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays we have a call with our teacher.
What friends do you want to say hi to?
Nadine, Olivia, Chalita, Julie and Ali.
We're very, very rural. We're surrounded by fields. I just spotted a tractor. There's cows up there on the hill and it's Baltic, like it always is in Longford. For you, you've got hundreds of students. You've got 50 teachers. They're all using different software to communicate with the students. So you learned from last time and obviously this lockdown is continuing. How are the teachers coping? How are the pupils coping? Because in this part of the world, in this rural part of the world, broadband isn't the same for everyone. There's a lot of students that would have very patchy broadband.
That's obviously the biggest problem that we would have, particularly the school is in a very rural area, so we would have students who would have great difficulty in accessing good broadband. So it's one of the major challenges you'd find in a rural area, and I'm sure you find it in many urban areas as well. Obviously with families with a number of students, you know, having enough devices, you know, some students are
That's
using
a good them. Point, isn't it? I mean, some families would just have the one laptop and perhaps the parents are using it for work.
That's the thing, you know, so like, I mean, people are using phones and ourselves, like a lot of other schools, you know, we sent out information and it was probably only something that we realised that, you know, if you do have broadband and you have your PlayStation or Xbox at home, they can be used as devices for going online to your classes. So it's something that perhaps we didn't realise, you know, that much in the first time around, but we are aware of it this time.
I understand some teachers really struggle with homeschooling their own kids, but also taking classes because they could be in a patchy spot.
We have the school open so that we do have teachers that will come in and out and teach their classes and use the equipment here, because obviously as a school we have fairly good connectivity and we have all the equipment here. But it is challenging for teachers as well as the students. We've tried to keep a structure to the day, so you know we're using our ordinary timetable.
I'm having a chat with Gerard Boyle. You live near Coot Hill.
I've changed different providers in a town. There seems to be better broadband in a town like Coot Hill or Cavan. Very, very limited stuff you can do with COVID-19. I think internet is a must for a lot of families.
What do you miss about school?
Seeing all my friends. Say hi to my friend Joshua.
We accept that rollouts will take time. However, it is now shown to be extremely urgent that children and remote workers have access to high quality broadband, which generally means fibre optic cables.